Welcome to Of Men, For Men. Here we'll discuss issues pertaining to the modern day man. Subjects like health, wealth, lifestyle, gear, and relationships. So join me as we dive into the world of men. For men. Hello, and welcome to the Of Men, For Men podcast. I am your host, James Rodney Lemax. Yeah. One life. I'm gonna live it up. I'm taking flight. I said I never give it up. Stand tall. I'm a young and kinda proud. I'm on the top as long as the music's loud. If you think I'll sit around as the world goes by, you're thinking like a fool, cause it's a case of do or die. Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. Think I'll let it go, you're mad. You got another thing coming. You got another thing coming. Yeah! All right! Thank you very much. Thank you. All right, you're like, what in the hell is that all about? What is this fool on? Whatever he's on, I want some. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Oh, man. Yeah, it's been a while. It's been a minute. A couple of minutes. And I do apologize for the break. It's summertime. We all know how that goes. It gets busy. Things are happening. Things are popping. Things are snapping. As you can tell, the world is jumping up and down. Things are happening, people. Like I said, I want to talk about men and men's things and men's issues, but there's so much going on in the world. I just have to talk about them, and I'm gonna bring them in, but I'm gonna bring them in as to how they affect you as a man, right? I'm gonna keep you updated. I'm gonna bring the news in. I'm going to try not to keep it too political, but I'm going to keep it manly, see? So there might be a slant there, right? So I just want you to bear that in mind as we move into the future. I wanted to talk about success, right? That's what that whole little intro was about. That's a Judas Priest song. You got another thing coming. Right? Right, got one life. I'm gonna live it up, right? I'm taking flight. I said I'll never get enough, right? So we want to talk about success, right? Stand tall. I'm a young and kind of proud, right? I'm on the top as long as the music's loud. And here's the kicker. If you think I'll sit around as the world goes by, you're thinking like a fool. Because it's a case of do or die. Out there is a fortune waiting to be had. You think I'll let it go, you're mad. You got another thing coming. That's what we're going to talk about, gentlemen. We're going to be talking about you and your success. Talking about you being a successful person, a successful man, businessman, entrepreneur, right? Worker, co-worker, right? A partner in a relationship, if you choose, right? Your success. Now, what is success? Right? How are we going to... We gotta define what we're talking about, right? What are we talking about here? You're like, wait, what is success? Achievement of some goals, right? You achieve some goals. You know, you accomplish some tasks, right? You created something out of nothing, right? Right? But, again, still, how do you define that? How is that defined by you? You know, some people don't feel like they're successful until they got, you know, the wife, the kids, the house, the picket fence, the cars, the mortgage, right? The car payments, the insurance, right? They got their little family, but they in debt up to their eyeballs. Are they successful? Are they happy? Right? That's where I would place my success at. Are you happy? Right? Are you truly happy? Some people, they might not need all that to be successful, right? They might be a minimalist, right? They might need very little things. You know how single dudes are. They could live in an apartment with nothing on the walls, no furniture, got the TV, you know, sitting on the floor with an Xbox or whatever it is they play in now, right? You know, and sitting on a milk crate, you know, playing the video game, and they happy, right? They like a hog in slop, right? They don't have no problem with that. They're good to go. What else does he need, right? You got a fridge and a stove, maybe a microwave. He good to go. He don't need all that extra, right? It's the female that comes in there and needs to put stuff on the walls and decorate and the whatnots and doodads and thingamabobs. Yeah, you know, they got to have all of that. Most guys don't need that. You might, you know, put up a poster or something, right? You know, but you don't necessarily need that. But you know, females, they got to have all of that. They got to have those things. See, that's why you as a man, it's generally important for you to have your own space, your own crib. See, so you got a place for them to come to, right? You know, or if you plan on having a partner, then you got a nest, right? You know, you might be a little bit more advanced in years and you might have your own house. You might be making payments on it, or it might already be paid for, depending on where you're at, how successful you are, right? See, that term can be thrown around all over the place. Success. How do you measure that, right? That's the biggest thing, and that depends on you more than it does me or any other definition. How do you define it? You know, are you the dude in the apartment with the bare bones, or are you gonna be the guy, you know, with the wife and the kids and the house and the cars and all the debt and all the stress and strain that goes along with it? And then on top of that, there's no guarantee. She might turn around on you and I'm not happy. And then you screwed. You're going to lose everything. You're going to lose everything. And then you're going to be paying her about half your check. You know, child support at a minimum, if not some alimony, you don't know. Depends on the state you live in and how they formulate that. It's all dependent on where you're at in this country, right? You know, you're out there in California, you completely screwed, right? But it just depends. But success, right? What do you think about that? Right? I would think, just, you know, speaking about myself, you know, being single and, you know, not having any debt to pay, you know, just have living expenses. I can spend my free time how I want to, you know, extra money if you got it, however you want to, do what you want to do, when you want to do it, how you want to do it, with who you want to do it. No compromises, no compromise your life. Now, some people might say, oh, well, he's not successful. Look at him. He's over there. He's old and single. Right? You know? But now, once they, you know, examine a little further and see, you know, some of the things I got laying around or whatever, they'd be, oh, yeah, he's got some nice stuff. Right? But is it possessions that make you successful? Right? You could be single and have a bunch of crap, but again, all of it's bought and paid for. See, I don't buy nothing if I got to finance it. Right? If I got to finance it, I can't afford it. You know? Financial freedom, that's a big thing. You know, being financially free. You could throw that around. Are you successful financially? And does that mean you got to have, you know, a six-figure job or six-figure bank account? Seven figures? I know a lot of these females out there running around, they don't want to help you build nothing. That's why they kick you to the curb when you're young, right? They want a successful man. They want Chad and Tyrone that look good and might be driving around in a sporty car, but, you know, by 40 or 50... they done run themselves in the ground. In the meantime, see, he was taking the slow road. Now, you might not be, you know, as tall or as handsome or built like them. But in the end, what they're looking for is resources. You know, when they're young, they could be looking for Chad and Tyrone. That's fine. See? But they're going to play themselves out. Instead of getting with you early and building something successful with you, they're going to get played out, run through like the Holland Tunnel, see? And then they're going to reach 35 or 40, and then they're going to hit the wall. And it's all over. It's all over for them. Where if you play the game and keep focusing on you instead of running out there chasing tail, focus on yourself. Your job, your education, your self-worth, you can focus on you. You can build that body up. You got time to go to the gym because you ain't running around behind no female. You got time to do that, see? Success. What do you call it? What is it to you? What does it mean to you? Like I said, you got one life. I'm going to live it up. And I would suggest, as I normally do, to spend that life working on you. What you want, what you want to do, how you want to do it. Is that selfish? Yeah, of course it is. Is that self-love? I guess you could call it that. Call it what you want. Is that narcissistic? Maybe. Maybe. But you're working on you, trying to better yourself, trying to be better than you were the day before, trying to improve yourself, your mind, your body, your spirit. Trying to improve yourself rather than running around trying to improve somebody else's life and sacrificing your own. Because don't forget, once you get in a relationship, especially with a female, you know, you're going to have to somehow try to keep her happy. However it is you do that. Try to take care of her needs, her wants, her desires. Everything about you comes second. And then if you have kids, you just went back to third place, because it's going to be about the kids, then her, then you. Right? That's what happens. Like it or not. Love it or lump it. That's just the way it is. And as a father, as a husband, you know, what do you do? You can't put yourself first. I mean, should you have a little time on your own? Yeah, sure. You should have a little time. I ain't talking about going out with the boys or nothing necessarily. I know that's always seems to be a problem. You know, even if they just go into a game or something, or to go to a bar and watch a game or something, that seems to be like a big issue. You know, because then the next thing you know, then they want a ladies' night. That's the last thing you want to happen. Because see, that's how they get back. You don't even want to go down that road and play that game. Right? Because then she's out there flirting with Chad and Tyrone. Then she come back to you. Right? Right? We don't even want to go down that road. Because bad things can happen. You know? Chad and Tyrone out there take care of business, and then she come home to you, and you the one paying all the bills, and you ain't getting no business. You don't get no business because Chad and Tyrone done took care of the best business, right? So you ass out. So I mean, that's what can happen, see. But you know, you definitely want to figure out how you measure success for you. What does success look like for you? Right? What does that mean for you? Something to think about. Contemplate, right? Pontificate on that, right? It's interesting. Interesting question. Something I've been wanting to talk about, and I'm bad. I procrastinate, gentlemen. I do. I've told you that before. I'm a procrastinator, right? Like I said, it's summertime. Stuff gets busy. There's things going on. There's lots of subjects I want to talk about, but picking and choosing and then, you know, working up what I'm going to talk about, you know, because this is all unscripted. One man show, brother, right? And I don't have no script. You know, unless it's, you know, something where I'm trying to make sure, you know, where I'm going over a story or I got certain points or certain facts I want to make sure I throw in. Right. You know, then I might have some bullet statements, but I mean, it's unscripted, you know. So that's why it has a different feel, a different flavor to it. You know, some like it, some don't. I don't like scripted stuff. You can, you know, watch TV if you want that. Everything on TV is scripted. That's why they call it programming. Because you're being programmed. Right? Because you are. That's what they're doing. That's why they call it programming. I ain't trying to program nothing. I'm trying to get you to think. That's why I said, what does success mean to you? You have to define that. You have to figure that out. And then you'll know whether you believe you're successful or not, or what it takes for you to be successful, what you need to achieve, what goals do you need to accomplish in order to be successful to you, not to me, not to the other person. What I say, when you're 20, what is it? You're 20, you're worried about what everybody says. When you're 40, you don't really care. And then when you're 60, you find out nobody was ever really thinking about you in the first place. Right? You know, 20, you're worried about what everybody thinks about you. 40, by the time you get about 40, 50, you don't care no more about what anybody thinks about you. Right? And then, you know, by the time you're in your late 50s, early 60s, or even before that, some people might, you know, catch on a little quicker, you realize ain't nobody thinking about you in the first place. They ain't got time for that. They too busy worried about their own crap and what people think about them. Right? So don't be worried about what people think about you. The only thing that matters is what you think about yourself. And that's where the success comes in. Do you think you're successful? Not what Joe Blow over here says. Not what the TV says, right? Not what they're trying to tell you what it says. Are you successful according to your own definition? Do you feel like you've reached some goals, accomplished some tasks in life that you wanted to do? Here's some things I haven't done that I wanted to do. I'd like to get on my Harley, and I'd like to travel cross country and camp. Get one of them little pop-up little tents, go cross country to them campgrounds. A lot of them are free, or they're real cheap or something. Some of them you might have to pay for, but it ain't much, and go cross country that way. But I'm on the East Coast. If I went to the West Coast, then I'd have to come back. That's the thing. It's a two-way trip, see. But maybe I could do like a circle. I could go up north, right? I'd have to do it like in late summer, early fall, right? So I could go up north and go around through there and then come down, make my circle. I gotta stay out of California. I've been to California. I don't want to go to California. And then come back around down south and come back east. Kind of make a loop, make a circle, see? That would be good. I think I could do that. I think that would be cool. But I'd like to do that, man. I think that would be excellent. But, and you can think, you don't want to take somebody with you? Hell no. And then, especially no female. You'd be stopping every 10 minutes so she could go pee or something. That's something I'd like to accomplish, Well, does that mean I'm not successful? No. That's just kind of one of them kick the bucket things. And I'd like to go see the pyramids, right? I've seen them on TV. I've seen them on video. I've seen them in books and movies and everything else, right? We've all seen them. We know what they look like. But I'd like to stand there in front of it at the bottom and look up, right? I'd like to do that. But that's more of a kick the bucket kind of a thing, I guess, really. But I've pretty much done everything I've ever wanted to do, For the most part, I can't really sit here and think of something that I wanted to do that I didn't, I think the biggest thing is just being, a good, decent human being and, and living your life the way you want to, right? That's being successful, as long as you're happy. Right? With whatever that is to you, then you are a success. All right, gentlemen, I'm going to close it up, man. I appreciate each and every one of y'all. I'm going to try and get back on here more often, as the weather, starts to cool off and calm down, you'll see. We're already on our 40th episode just already, that's already more than one a week. But I came out the gate early in the year, real fast. So this last month or so, I've been slowing down a little bit. So forgive me, but I'll do better as it starts to cool off and things start. Especially once the holidays and elections and things start to happen, there'll be a lot more to talk about. I appreciate each and every one of you tuning in. I appreciate you. Like, share, subscribe. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so with the support button on the app that you're using right now. Check out the social media sites, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter, the Parler. What else we got? The Gab and the Locals, right? All of it at Of Me. Of Me. Yeah, I love me. No. Of Men for Men. Or Of Men for Men podcast. One or the other, right? I got to spread out all over the place. All right, gentlemen. I have been James Rodney Lemax, and you have been great. Yeah.
this will be a weekly podcast. You can find it on the Anchor app and anywhere podcasts are available. We're also on Facebook and Instagram. I look forward to seeing you there.